Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Joining us now is Marty Mork. Marty is a former aircraft worker, a staunch supporter of President Trump, whose previous runs has previously run for mayor twice and for the legislature and once for city council. His signature issue is reducing taxes and the size of government. I am with him on that one for sure. He would deny public contracts to any company that hires illegal immigrants and would instruct police to ignore a recent Supreme Court decision allowing warrantless searches if officers can smell marijuana at the door of a home. Marty, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hi, John.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for joining us. So I will ask, just to keep my trend, to keep my my routine going here, why are you running for mayor? And in your case, I'll say again, you must be a glutton for punishment, but why are you running for mayor?
Well, I just feel this may be the right time. Like you said, I'm a big Donald Trump supporter, and I am a conservative Republican. I'm for cutting taxes and stop big spending. And I do want to fight for individual freedoms because I believe our lawmakers are making it possible to where we are losing some of our freedoms. And I want to bring jobs to Wichita.
Well, I mean, I can't disagree with you on any of those things. I mean, I think you're right on jobs, on taxes, and the size and scope of government. And I think those are areas that a lot of us are, those are not partisan areas. Those are areas that I think can attract a broad audience. The one area that I think I'm going to struggle with looking at your platform is the area, and I had an earlier conversation with one of the other gentlemen who's running, is instructing police to ignore Supreme Court decisions that you disagree with. Because, you know, one of my biggest objections that I had with President Obama on the marijuana issue, and one of the biggest objections I have with our governor and her, you know, flaunting the legislature with regards to her DCF policies, you can't just ignore laws that you disagree with. That's the law. If you want to change it, then lobby the legislature. I'm curious how you get around that, or what your thought process, what your philosophy is on that.
Okay, like you said, the Kansas Supreme Court made a ruling that if a police officer smells marijuana from a house, or if he believes he smells marijuana from a house, he could go in and do a search without a search warrant. And that could be your mother, your father, your kids, your grandmother. It could be anybody. They could go into anybody's house and do a search without a search warrant.
I'm assuming probable cause is the context.
Well, all they have to do is say they smell marijuana and they're covered. And to me, I believe that's communism. And what I would do about it is, as a mayor, I would work with city council and have a law here in the city of Wichita to where the police need a search warrant to go into a home and do a search. And that is constitutional. I really believe in that. It isn't whether you support marijuana or not. It's just the fact that they have a right to come in and do that search without a warrant. And right there, I believe they're violating our constitutional rights.
And I agree with you on that. I was a strong advocate for changing our, the way the state handles the seizure laws. We've got terrible abuses with regards to some of that the way that's being handled, both at the national and at the state level. And, you know, warrantless searches, I agree with you there. I just think you might be setting up, you know, as the chairman of C-Post and as a longtime supporter of law enforcement, I hate to put our...
No, I'm a big law supporter. I support law enforcement, 100%.
I don't want to put our law enforcement, or put our cops in a position where, you know, you might be putting them in conflict with a city law or state or federal law. That's the area that I struggle with.
Well, I believe in the Constitution. You know, we have laws, but I believe Constitution trumps it all.
It does.
Another thing I would like to do is, like I said, I support law enforcement, and I don't think it would hurt anything for all of our police officers to go through a course of learning the Constitution. I believe that would be very valuable. So I think that would be a great idea.
Well, I know constitutional law is covered at KLETC. I couldn't tell you if it's covered at Wichita PD, the Wichita Law Enforcement Training, but I'm sure it's part of their basic curriculum. But a refresher is not a bad idea.
And so that's where I'm at on that issue. You know, I have a lot of other issues as well.
Sure.
You know, and bringing jobs to Wichita. And one of the ways to do that is you got to keep taxes low. Matter of fact, for businesses, I'd like to see taxes cut to almost zero if we could get it there. And, you know, with the farmers growing hemp now, I believe we need to jump on top of that and bring industrial hemp jobs to Wichita. And that would be big.
That's a great idea.
I worked with the Kansas State Grain Inspection for 13 years. So I'm pretty familiar with the farmers and how they bring their grain into all the grain elevators around the city and in the city. I used to be a state worker and go there and work at these places. And so, you know, I have a little bit of knowledge of that. So I'd like to see as jump on top of that. If we don't get it, somebody else is going to get it. Maybe Hutchinson or Topeka or Dodge City or somewhere else, or maybe even another state. We could make the big industrial hemp factories right here in Wichita, and I believe that's what we should do.
Oh, I think it's a great idea. I that's a one of those areas that I think is ripe for exploiting, for lack of a better term. And you know, kind of along those lines, and some view these as controversial, but economic development incentives, I see them as a necessary evil, but they're, you know, they're necessary, because if our community is going to remain competitive, that's the game. That's the game we have to play. And if
keep them taxes low. I mean,
right.
I'd love to see. Matter of fact, I'm so big on cutting taxes. I want taxes, like I said, as close to zero as we can get it.
So how would you then fund? I mean, and trust me, I've been a low tax advocate for years. The problem is, if you cut taxes, then you still have to either come up with other revenue or cut your spending. I'm all for cutting spending.
Yes.
Where would you then cut your spending?
Well, we wouldn't be building ballparks and all that kind of stuff. If we did, I believe that should go to the voter, and they should be able to vote in it. If we're going to spend $80 million on a ballpark, hey, let's let the voters vote on it, because it's their money. And not only that, they said that we have a surplus from tax revenue. If we're building big ballparks and have a tax revenue, I mean, build up, that means we're overtaxed. And I would love to see the money go into people's hands so they could go out in the economy and spend it and build this economy even bigger. And I believe that's a key issue.
Yeah, and I agree with you, and I think you're right. I think that's one of the keys that we have to focus on is growing our economy. The question is balancing, you know, the needs, economic development versus quality of life issues. What do you see as some of the main quality of life issues that are important to Wichita voters?
Well, you know, sometimes we'll go to the grocery store or something, and we see these young people out there asking for money and things, and they're homeless and they're on drugs. One thing I'd like to see done is I'd like to see a place for these homeless individuals, maybe like open up a couple of schoolhouses, not with taxpayers' money, but get together with churches and local businesses and have donations come in so these people can get off the streets and go in to these facilities and get cleaned up, and have somebody working in there and give them a list of jobs to go out job searching. And, you know, I believe that would help a lot of people that are homeless on the streets and get them off drugs. I believe that would be a big thing. And it wouldn't be paid for by the tax dollars, like I said. It would be paid but through donations. I would work with the churches and through donations of local businesses.
No, that's, I think you're right. I wanted to kind of get your take on, you know, a lot of folks like yourself who are strong advocates for lower spending and lower taxes don't support the economic developments, tax incentives, that kind of stuff. I'm curious what your thoughts are on, you know, economic development incentives, that kind of stuff with regards to, you know, enticing businesses to come to Wichita and using the government and the private sector working in combination to grow business. I'm curious how you what you think on those.
Well, I'd like to see private developers come in with their own money and build their facilities, and we just get out of the way. Just let government get out of the way, let the business people come in, build their businesses, and let them grow. And to me, I just step aside and say, have at it.
And not have the government play or offer any economic development incentives whatsoever.
Well, low taxes.
Gotcha.
I believe if we can get their taxes to zero, that would be great. I mean, we could draw in a lot of big companies that way if we was to do that.
Well,
who knows? Maybe GM may even come here.
Yeah.
Or
I mean,
maybe Ford. Or maybe Amazon. I mean, who knows?
We certainly have a lot of open commercial space available. Any other things that are pressing, you know, important platform issues that you want to share? I know we're coming up on a hard break. I just want to give you an opportunity if there's any other platform issues that you want to share.
I am pro-life, 100% pro-life. I believe abortion is murder. I am very strong on the Second Amendment because I believe if every home has a gun in it, we are safer as a country. And if we ever went to war and the enemy comes here to our country, we the people will have to fight. And therefore, we will want all the guns we can get. And that's why I'm big on the Second Amendment. That's one reason. Another reason is we need to be able to protect our families and our homes as well. And it's also constitutional.
We've been talking with Marty Mork. He's one of our candidates for Wichita mayor. Marty, if people are interested in more information about your campaign, where can they go to find out more about you?
Well, I'm one of these Facebook individuals, too. You can find me Marty Mork for mayor on Facebook. And it has a little information on there. I don't have a whole lot, and I do a lot of door-to-door. And if anybody messages me, I will be glad to come by and talk with them or give them one of my campaign flyers or anything and discuss anything. I'm not afraid to talk about any of my issues. And that's where I'm at.
Well, that's the key. And, you know, as I've said before, you know, getting out, meeting the folks, door knocking, that kind of grassroots effort, that's what it takes to win these things. So I appreciate you coming on the show. I wish you the best of luck. You've got the primary coming up next month, not too long, only a couple weeks away. So, you know, keep up the good work, and we wish you the best of luck, Marty.
Thank you, John.
You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.